Welcome to the City of Mandra Play Trail, audio described by me, Felix. The City of Mandra wishes to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Bindjarab people, and pay our respects to their elders past and present. We wish to acknowledge and respect the continuing culture and contribution they make to the life of the city and the region. Here are a few tips to keep in mind before we begin. Be sun smart by wearing sunscreen, a hat, and bringing a water bottle with you to stay hydrated. Bring mosquito repellent, as lots of creatures love these areas, including flies. Beware of snakes, especially during the warmer months. Parent supervision throughout the Mandra Play Trail is required, as some of the stops are located close to water. We ask that you respect our nature spaces and keep to the trails, and take your rubbish with you if bins are not available. Are you ready? Let's begin! Get ready for an exciting adventure as we explore some of the most scenic spots Mandra has to offer. Designed to be completed over multiple visits, this play trail includes 8 of your favourite locations for kids and families of all abilities. The best part? They can be done in any order. Stop number 1. Quarry Adventure Park. From climbing nets to winding slides, take some time to dream up your very own obstacle course. Starting at the hidden quarry, create your own set of obstacles around the park and test them out. What is your favourite activity? Things you'll find here: a playground with accessible play equipment, toilets including an accessible one, Acrod parking, connecting pathways, shelter, seating, and barbecues. Stop number 2, Yarka Park. Explore the trees around the nature area. Are they bendy, pointy, tall, or short? Trees with holes or hollows can be home to wildlife like possums and birds. Can you spot a tree with a hollow? Things you'll find here: street parking and connecting pathways. Stop number 3, Kulungar Waban Playground. A 12-meter high play tower, an all-ability swing, and even a human hamster wheel. This playground truly has it all. Kulungar Waban is a Noongar name for the playground. What do you think it translates to? Kulungar Waban means children playing. Things you find here: a playground with accessible play equipment, toilets, an accessible toilet, Acrod parking, shelter, seating, barbecues, and connecting pathways. Note, there is a communication board for the playground that can also be accessed via the QR code on the left. Stop 4, Keith Holmes Reserve and Beach. Protected from strong winds, this child-friendly beach boasts crystal clear waters and soft sand, ideal for swimming, sandcastle building, and most importantly, treasure hunting. From seaweed to shells to interesting rocks and feathers, what type of treasure can you find? Things you would find here: a playground with accessible play equipment, toilets, an accessible toilet, Acrod parking, shelter and seating, and barbecues. Stop number 5, Riverside Gardens Reserve. This is a perfect spot for nature adventures. Explore the reserve and gather fallen leaves, feathers, bark, or sticks. Craft your very own nature boat using bark or large leaves as a base, then set it afloat down the river. Things you'll find here: a playground, toilets, an accessible toilet, Acrod parking, shelter, seating, barbecues, and connecting pathways. Stop 6, Osprey Waters Foreshore Reserve. Keep your eyes peeled for the resident ospreys who call this place home. On this page, you'll find the word grid to discover other types of wildlife you may spot in the area. Pause the recording here if you don't want to know the answers. Ready? The answers are dolphin, stingray, and pelican. Things you'll find here: playground with accessible play equipment, toilets and accessible toilets, parking including acrot parking, shelter, seating, and barbecues. Stop number 7, Dawesville foreshore. Nestled along the Peel Harvey estuary, this is a popular spot for fishing, boating, and crabbing. The estuary provides a unique habitat for aquatic animals like prawns and dolphins. Can you think of other animals that might live here? Things you'll find here: playground, toilets, parking, shelter, seating, and barbecues. Stop 8. Samphire Cove Nature Reserve. The reserve is an important feeding and roosting area for migratory. The reserve is an important feeding and roosting area for migratory birds who fly all the way from northern Asia and Alaska. How many types of birds can you spot or hear? Don't forget to keep a tally. Things you'll find here: acrod parking and connecting pathways.